My name is Jody Lincoln. I'm from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and I am one of the co-chairs of Bookum, the Books to Prison organization in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. After graduating from college, I was looking to get into a volunteer activism organization. I had been extremely active in high school in a lot of different kind of activism organizations, and in college kind of been busy with school and my club sports. So was looking to re-engage in that part of my life. And I knew I was living close to the Thomas Merton Center, which is Pittsburgh's like peace and social justice nonprofit. So I just kind of went on their website, looked at their calendar, and saw that the Bookum program was on Sunday's afternoon. But then I was also really fascinated in the basic concept of the organization too, sending books to people who are incarcerated. It actually fit really well with kind of my previous activism and kind of history. So I'd already been introduced into this criminal justice reform world and was really interested in continuing work on issues related to that. And then on the other hand, the books fit really well with my personal experience in history too. My mom was actually a librarian where we went for our summer vacations out in Fire Island, New York, in a small little village. She ran the library over the summer. So Bookum was a really interesting match of those two passions of mine. You know, first time I went and volunteered just at one of the normal packing sessions, I felt extremely comfortable in the space. It's a, you know, sad basement with no windows, musty books. Pittsburgh basements are notoriously damp, which is really bad for books. But, you know, all these donated books cramped into every corner, and it just felt like a really comfortable space. And the work that we were doing was really important. We have volunteers read a letter written directly from someone who's incarcerated that has their book requests. Sometimes they're just like, please send me books. And then it's a free for all and people get to, you know, pick whatever they want. Those are always fun because I always like to go for like the short story anthologies when I get those, because those aren't something that are often requested, but are some fantastic collections that we have on our shelves. And then sometimes people, right, get really specific. They want a specific book. They give you a full page of authors or genres that they like. We just serve Pennsylvania. There are tens of thousands of people incarcerated in our state correctional institutions, but we'll send to any person who's incarcerated in the state. Some of the things that we need to avoid: explicit sexual imagery, right? So we can't send porn. You know, if someone asks us for erotica, we send, you know, classic art books or art, like photography books that have pictures of, you know, naked people. Always love sending romance novels when people ask for erotica. The larger question, and this has been asked by, you know, media for a while, it's not something that gets a ton of attention, but, you know, do people have the right to sexual expression while they are incarcerated? And if that answer is yes, then providing them with sexually explicit content should make sense. If the answer is no, the question is, do people have the right to that? So, you know, it's connected to this larger question of people's sexual health and expression while they're incarcerated. We can't send anything about encouraging violence. So I think that would be like, can't send a book on how to build a bomb or like how to, you know, make homemade weaponry. Or we've had things rejected that were like books about gang wars and things like that. But at the same time, we've also sent martial arts books that have gotten through. And, you know, you can send nonfiction books about the mob and violent crimes and things like that. So you have to kind of think about the frame. Is this a book that could be used as a resource against the prison or to help someone escape? is kind of the framework that they're thinking about it. So we've had a book rejected before that was like a coding book because they said, you know, this is a threat to jail security because someone could, you know, learn how to hack the jail prison system. But at the same time, lots of those books have also gotten through in the past. Another topic we can't send in is on how to tattoo. That's something we actually get a lot of requests for, but we're not allowed to send that in. So we'll usually, if we get a like tattoo book request, send in like a coloring book or, you know, some art guides or something like that. But we can't send anything in about, you know, like how to actually do tattoos. One of the things that I think is really important to note about Books to Prisoners programs in general is that the work we do is not just about providing people with physical books and resources. It's about that connection to the outside as well. By receiving a package of books from an organization like ours, it helps people on the inside feel cared for. So making sure that people don't feel forgotten and isolated and uncared for and creating those connections, I think, is really the more important piece of what we do than necessarily putting a book in someone's hand. We've actually started pulling all of the letters from people who mentioned that they're in solitary confinement and are kind of keeping a database of that so that we can potentially, you know, look at pen pal programs and also just send them more books. You know, even if we generally have a limit of, you know, receiving a package once every 3 months, but we're looking at our options of let's send some extra books to the people who are in solitary, even if they didn't write to us or even if it's been less than 3 months. There's been a couple of times we've gotten letters from people who are looking to do kind of educational partnerships or start mini libraries or, you know, mobile book carts on their units. And those are always great. We respond and, you know, try to assist and facilitate. And we've sent them boxes and boxes of books. We've contacted the lieutenants or their correctional officers and arranged it, you know, made sure everything was okay. You know, you volunteer with Bookum and you read these letters from people who are expressing how much getting this package of books means to them, you know, in kind of a selfish way as well, right? It's organizing and volunteering that does make you feel really good because you're able to directly have an impact on people's life and are very often told that impact is important and positive for people who don't have a very positive experience in day-to-day life because they're incarcerated in America's correctional institutions.